Okay, so we say a little on Parshas Noach. We know about the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So there is a machloikes about the mitzvah of Eiver Minachai, which and you see the Gemara, the Pashup Shad in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Adam Arishin, the Gemara is on Nun Vav Amid Beis in Sanhedrin. Adam Arishin was commanded the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and the Gemara says that every one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is hinted in the pasuk by the Eitz Hadas when Hakadosh Baruch Hu said Mikol Eitz Hagon Ochol Toichol. And that pasuk, word by word, every word is a hint to another one of the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noach, like Vaitzav Hashem is believe in Hashem and don't do Avodah Zarah, and then Mikol Eitz Hagon, you're only allowed to eat from the garden and not from Gezel. Every single one of the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noach is hinted in that pasuk. And where do you have the hint for Eiver Minachai? So the Gemara says, Mikol Eitz Hagon Ochol Teichel, you can eat this, but you cannot eat Eiver Minachai. So the Pashup Shad in the Gemara seems to be that Adam HaRishon himself was commanded on Eiver Minachai. However, the Rambam in Melachim, in Perek Tes, when he says over the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, he says, Adam HaRishon himself really only had Sheish Mitzvahs, which are the other six mitzvahs, you know, the Gezel and the Avodah Zarah and the Arayis and Dinim and Baruch Hashem, all the six. Bo Noach, came Noach, and Hashem added the seventh one, because in this week's parsha we have the pasuk, Ach basar b'nafsho idamo ilo yisaychelu. You may not eat basar when it is attached to the nefesh, when you know what is pulled off from the nefesh.
Adam could eat any meat.
Oh, very good. Ramamish, that's exactly what we're going to get to. So the Rambam argues on the Pashup Shah and the Gemara. The Pashup Shah and the Gemara says that Adam HaRishon himself was already had Yisrael B'nechai. He says, no, only Noach, right? So according to Rambam, it's a little geschmack where you say, Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, right? Because it started with Noach, until then it was Sheish. According to the regular Pashup and the Gemara, it's B'nei Adam, but there were no any B'nei Adam in the world because they all died in the Mabel. So that's why you say B'nei Noach, because every person in the whole world is a B'nei Noach. But really, it started for Adam HaRishon already. So what's the machlekes? What's the machlekes between the Pashup Shad, which is really, we'll see, Tosis's Pshat and the Rambam? Says the Kesef Mishnah, the machlekes is the kasha that Tosis asks in Sanhedrin. Tosis, really Rashi too, both, Tosis says it, Baloshan Imtay Mar Yeshlay Mar Rashi, you know, does it be Remiza Kedarka Bakadish? They both asked the kasha that the Gemara says that Adam HaRishon was not allowed to eat meat at all. And the Gemara darshans that from the pasuk, lechol chayas ha'aretz v'lochem yiyeh lo'achla. Hashem says to Adam, all these vegetables and fruits for all the chayas and for you, you can all eat it. So the Gemara says, the chayas and you can eat the fruit, but you can't eat the chayas. You because it says the lashon of the Torah mashma, you can't eat the chayas. So Adam HaRishon was not allowed to eat meat at all until the Mabel was over. After the Mabel was over, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach, you can eat meat. That's when meat was started to be mutter to be eaten after Noach. I think Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky talks about it in Sefer, the idea in Agadah, why it was like that. But all right, we're going to stick to the halach here. Till then, Adam HaRishon was not allowed to eat meat at all. Fractosis and Rashi Akasha, if that's true that Adam HaRishon can't eat meat, what is Hashem telling him? You can't eat Eiver Minachai. You can't eat meat, period. It doesn't matter, Minachai, Minames. You can't eat meat at all. So what is the purpose of an Isser Eiver Minachai for Adam HaRishon? So Rashi and Tosis say the same teretz. It's even Merumas in Rashi and Chumash, if you saw last week's parsha. This, that you're not allowed to eat meat, this that Hashem told Adam HaRishon that he cannot eat meat, that is, that he may not kill an animal and eat the meat. But if the animal died by itself or a limb fell off by itself, it was fine. The Iker idea was Hashem didn't want Adam Rishon going around killing the animals to eat the meat. But if the animal, let's say, died by itself, he would be allowed to eat it. So we do need Erev Min HaChai. Toi says, Hashem had to tell Adam Rishon, you have a Yisrael Erev Min HaChai. Let's say a limb fell off by itself, right? It fell off a cliff or whatever, and a limb came off. You may not eat the limb, but if the whole animal died that way, you would be allowed to eat it. So that's Tosis and Rashi, they both say the same terms. Says the Kesef Mishnah that the Rambam did not agree with the teretz of Tosfos. The Rambam held that the Kasha is good and the teretz is not the right teretz. So the Rambam said, Taka. Obviously, Adam Rishon never had an Isser Min HaChai. He, Taka, only had the Isser that he can't eat meat at all. And it must be that Noach was the one who got the Isser Min HaChai because Noach was the first one that was allowed to eat meat. So he had the Isser of Min HaChai. Aye, the Gemara says that Ochel Teichel, Hashem said to Adam Rishon, Ochel Teichel v'lo Yer Menachai. Rambam holds it as machta ba'almas as a Kesef Mishnah, and really it's not a makor. The real makor is only by Noach. Okay, so that is the machloikis between the Rambam and the Tosfos. It real boils down, according to the Kesef Mishnah, what is pshat in the Isser that Adam Rishon was not allowed to eat meat. The Rambam learns it's a flat Isser. Hakol bakol, no matter what, you cannot eat any meat, no matter what. So memeil, there's no purpose of Erev Min HaChai. The Tosfos argues, Tosfos and Rashi argue, the Isser is, you can't kill the animal and eat the meat. But if it dies by itself, you would be allowed, but that's why we need Erev Min HaChai. Now, why would the Rambam not want to accept the pshat of Tosfos? So it could be simply because the Rambam says there's no makor in the words of the Torah for the Tosfos's chilik. The Torah's words are lochem yila achla v'loy chayes ha'aretz. You can't eat chayes ha'aretz. It doesn't say if it died by itself, if it killed it. The Rambam simply doesn't like the teretz of Tosfos because there's no makor. He doesn't hold that there's a makor in the words of the Torah. Another reason that Rambam might not like Tosfos is because there's really a big kasha on Tosfos's yisoid. Because the Gemara goes weiter over there. The Gemara says, Adam Rishon was not allowed to eat meat. Frek the Gemara, Kasha. But don't we say that the Malachim would roast meat for Adam Rishon and sift wine for Adam Rishon? The Gemara says, Akasha, you see that Adam Rishon was eating meat. He was eating roasted meat that the Malachim roasted. So as the Gemara asked this Kasha. Zok the Chidushei Aran. It's not shver. The Gemara's kasha is not shver. They got meat which died by itself. Why can't it be that the Malachim got meat that died by itself? So that may be the raya that the Rambam had, that obviously the Isser is even for meat that died by itself. And therefore the Gemara has a good kasha. And the Gemara ends up saying that they created meat, whatever. There was not regular meat. But if you would say like Tosfos, then the whole kasha of the Gemara is not shver. Now, I will mention that the Marsha asked this kasha. Do you know the Teferis Shmuel, who's on the bottom of the Marsha, of Shmuel Kaidenover, he besides for being in the Marsha, he also wrote a sefer on Chumash, called Teferis Shmuel also. And over there, he wanted to answer the Chidushei Aran. And it's the Chidushei Aran and Marsha both asked the same kasha. That why couldn't we say that the Malachim got meat that died by itself? And they bring the Medrash, which is in Medrash Rabbah, it's also in Yalkut Shimoini, that Adam, when Chava gave her husband from the Eitz Hadas to eat, she also gave every single animal a piece from the Eitz Hadas. As they state in the Yalkut Shimoini in Eoiv, and also in the Medrash Rabbah in Perek Yutes. And because of that, all the animals ended up getting it that they die. There was one bird that wouldn't take, and the name of the bird is Choyl. And this bird never dies because it never ate from the Tzadah, so it never dies. And there's a pasuk that says Kachol Yir Beyomim, which is the pasuk in Yiv. That's why the Yalkut Shimon is in Yiv. The Choyl bird is Yir Beyomim, lives on forever because it never ate from the Tzadah. So you see from the Medrash that just like people would have lived forever, animals would have lived forever. So Memela, that could answer the Chidush Aran's kasha. Frank, the Chidush Aran, the Malachim could get animals that died by themselves and feed them to Adam Rishon. There were no animals that died by themselves. This is talking about before the Gemara is talking before the Adam Rishon ever did Eitz Hadas. So the whole Hechitim isn't possible.
This was for Adam to kill the animal to eat it.
Was Malachim so the first tying against the Tver Shmuel is what you just said. So let the Malachim kill it. So that we're going to have to say that the Tver Shmuel understood that, like, if anyone kills it, no one can eat it. And it's a chiddush, even malach. It is a chiddush. You're going to have to say that. Really, that Ramah is meduik, like you're saying. Ramah's mashma, it's only an isser if the person himself killed it. But if someone else killed it, it would be okay. So you would have to say that Tver Shmuel holds not like that. But what's even more hard is that even if you say that if anyone kills it, you're not allowed to eat it, even a malach. But still, animals can get killed without a person killing it. They can fall off a cliff. They can another animal can gore it. It's still not totally mushev. There still are ways that animals could die. Okay, so maybe I'm saying that could be another reason why the Rambam didn't like the way that Tosfos learns. And the Rambam held that you see from this Gemara that all animals, no matter what, were also to Adam Arishan, and there was no purpose in the whole thing of Eir Menachai until Noach came.
Malach Mavis is not a malach, but he doesn't shelter the animals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean, you want to know, well, there's a raya from the Gemara Bamitzia, they say. Malach Mavis, Mali Hoch, Mali Osam. And the Gemara is talking about animals. So it sounds like he is Shailit. The child, if it means really that Malach Mavis. What?
He throws the animal off the cliff.
I hear.
Could the Malachim make golem meat like some
Amorites
did? That's the Gemara's Teretz, Taka. That's the Gemara's Teretz. Fine, okay.
Is it possible that the Chayat and Soda that was also to other Marishim and Nam Kfu, the Zogi Hayam, that the
Bamaf
fed
Bosa
to other
Marishim fed him? Oh, you mean why didn't the Gemara say it was fish meat? I hear. I guess this, since it says Soin Lo Bosar, Stam Bosar, I guess it goes into the shah of Nerdim min HaBosar. Nerdim min HaBosar is also a Bivisar Dogim. I hear, right? The Gemara assumed that it meant Bosar of an animal.
You don't have to say Bosar
of a
dog, you just say
Bosar. Okay, so anyways, that's the Machlokes. So now, the question is like this. Tosfos is making a new kasha here, and the Rambam, they're all making this new kasha. What is the purpose of Eiver minachai for Adam Arishain? He can't eat meat anyways. Right? And each one is going with his way to give a teretz. The shaila is, why is everybody making a big shaila because of Adam Arishain? This shaila goes on every guy in the world. This shaila has nothing to do with Adam Arishain. Why? It's a famous shaila that the Shagas Aryeh came to the city of the Pnei Aryeh in the year Tavkuf Chavav, and he asked him, Pnei Aryeh writes this in his Tshuvas, and the Pnei Aryeh says, the Shagas came to my city, and he asked the following kasha. The Rambam writes that there are two Averas. There's an Avera of Eiver Minachai, and there's an Avera called Basar Minachai. Eiver Minachai means when a limb of an animal gets ripped off of an animal, it's called Eiver Minachai. Basar Minachai means it wasn't a limb, it was just a piece of flesh. Now, these are two Averas for, let's go by a Yid. The basic difference is that when a limb comes off, the Avera is on the Basar Gidin Ve'atzomas. There's an Aver to eat the meat, even the sinews, you know, and even the bones. Even though bones are mutter usually, but here there's a Xeris Akosav that anything which is included in the Aver is an Aver. Basar Minachai, if it wasn't a limb, let's say just a piece of meat came off, then the din is only the meat is aser. But if, let's say, a gid and came off with the basar, the gid is mutter. Only the basar. Or a piece of meat came off with a bone in it. As long as it wasn't a limb, then it's only the basar. So by a yid, there's two lavin. Now, where do we learn out these two lavin? It's a machloikis, but I'll just go with Rabbi Yochanan. We pass in like Rabbi Yochanan. We learn out Eivrim Nechai from the pasuk. V'loy soichal hanefesh ima basar, a pasuk in Re'eh. V'loy soichal hanefesh ima basar, that means aver. Why? Rashi says, because the word nefesh, ma nefesh, just like when a nefesh of an animal goes out, it will never be alive. So too, when a whole limb comes off, it will never regrow. but a piece of meat could regrow. So nefeshim habasar refers to Eiver min hachai. And where do you learn habasar min hachai? From the pasuk in Mishpatim, uvasar basar treif aloy sechelu. If a piece of meat is ripped off, we usually think of that pasuk for the aveir of treif. But it also means basar min hachai. If a piece of meat is ripped off, it's two lav. Says the Rambam, just like a Jew has these two lavin, so to a goy is forbidden to eat Eir Menachai, and a goy is a Ben Oich is also forbidden to eat Basar Menachai. And the Rambam fears ois, but it's not like a Jew that he only gets Malkus for a Kezayis. Says the Rambam, but a goy is a filu bekolshu. Lefi shaloi nitnu shiurim elo li Yisrael. The whole concept that we have shiurim, kazayis, and so on was special halacha mishmisine for Bnei Yisrael. But a goy has no shiurim, and even eats a mashahu, a tiny little morsel of basar menachai or eiver menachai, you kill him because we know Ben Oyach gets killed for all the zayim mitzvahs. Oh, so the Shagas Aryeh asked. Whoever, yeah, it's part of it, right. By a goy, it's not two separate lavin, because it's only seven. By a goy, they're both included in Eir Menachai of a goy, they're both included in one thing. So the Shagasai asked, why do we need the whole idea of Eir Menachai for a goy? Every single Eir Menachai has to have some basar in it. So you have basar Menachai, so who needs Eir Menachai? Meaning, he said, Bishlam Vayid, I understand. If you have Basar Menachai, you need a whole kezayis of the Basar. When you have Eiver Menachai, you're adding on a chumrah now, that even when he ate, one third of it was meat, one third was bone, one third was gidin, he's going to get Malkus. So Vayid, I understand that I need an extra thing of Eiver Menachai. But by a guy where the shear anyways is a kolshu, who needs the whole thing of Eiver Menachai? That was the kasha that the Shagas Aryeh asked in the city there. I forgot which city it was, to the Pnei Aryeh. But the din is that for Eiver Menachai, you're only Eiver if you ate all three. If you only ate the bone, you don't get a Eiver Menachai yet. It's only if you ate the Basar and the Yidin and the Atzamas.
Because that's a Shear?
Not because of Shear, right. Even, right, it's just, or else it's not called that you ate Eiver Menachai. So what do you need it for? And from him, it got spread out from that Pnei Aryeh. Everyone started talking about the Kash. Rabbi Kiveger in a lot of letters, the Minchas Chinuch, Imre Bina, many Svarim, they all bring down the Shagas Aryeh's Kash. So Rabbi Kiveger said at Teretz, Rabbi Kiveger is in Pesachim, and Chof Dal, he said the Teretz is Azoy. We know that there's a thing, a klal in the Torah, that you only get an aveira of amacholos asuris if you eat it kederech achilose. If a person eats something, let's say a chazer, and he ate it shaloi kederech achilose, the Rambam says, for example, irev boidavar mar, you mixed into a bitter stuff that nobody wants to eat it. Or the Rambam says it was so hot that it burned your throat. Says the Rambam, that's not the derech achil. So midaraisa, he's not over when he ate it. Shaloik derech losoi, he's not over deraisa. Says Rabbi Kiveger, hani mili most isur. A regular isur achil in the Torah has to be eaten the derech achilosoi. However, zokt Rabbi Kiveger by aver min achai, where you eat bones and gidin, behechrich the din is that you're over without a derech achil. Because there is no normal way to eat a bone. There is no normal way to eat a gid. So Memela, Zokter B'Kiveger, I want to be Mechadish, that even the meat of the Eiver Menachai doesn't have to be eaten Kederach Achila, because it's one of Eir. Either it's Derachila or it's not. So therefore, B'Kiveger says, that's how I want to answer the Shagas Aryeh's Kash. That the Shagas Aryeh says, well, who needs to tell a goy? The Aveir of Eiver Menachai, Tepuklei, that every Eiver Menachai is anyways Basar Menachai. The answer is to tell the goy that he can't eat the Eiver Menachai even when it's shaloi kederech achila. Even when the goy is eating it bitter or hot or all those different things, that bitzad Basar Menachai, it's a mutter midrash. So that's why we have to have Eiver Menachai for our goy. That's Rabbi Kiveger's statement. So oy bazoi, if this is the right answer to the Rishagas Aryeh's Kasha, so then what is bothering Tosfos? What is bothering, we're saying, the Kasha Mishnah, the Rambam, all of them, the Rambam, Tosfos, everybody, with Adam Rishon? They're not asking anything new. It's the same, really same kasha. They're all asking the same kasha. They're saying, who needs Avram and Achai for Adam Arishai? But he can't eat meat anyways. That's an alta kasha. You can ask it on every guy. Who needs Avram and Achai by every guy? He can't eat Basim and Achai anyways. So what's the answer? Because you need it to add on that he can't even eat it if it's Shaloi Kederech Achila. Same answer for Adam Arishai. That's the same answer. Adam Rishon wasn't allowed to eat meat, but if he does a shaloi kederech achilas, so he would be allowed to eat meat. So Hashem told him, but you have Avram Nechai, you can't do it, even if it's shaloi kederech achilas. Why wouldn't that be the same answer?
Wasn't
it sort of
kill the animal?
What's the
define
as achila?
Well, the words in the Torah was, it says, Lachem will chal chayas le'achla, v'loi le'achla. Says we're lachal there.
Killing the animal wouldn't have been the answer, just eating it.
Well, yeah, Tosis in the question, yeah, the question didn't even know that though. And his question, even that was his answer. But what's bothering him especially here, more than every guy? So that's the kasha I saw, the Avodas David, he already asked this kasha. What's bothering Tosis more here than by every single guy? So he wants to suggest like this. He says part, and I'm really saying part, but together. So just like this, that the Tosfos does not agree with Rabbi Kiva Eger's teretz. Tosfos holds that a guy is over always without kederach achila. Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying that Avram Nechai is an exception, that you're over even if you eat it hot and burning and everything because of the bones. But Tosis argues, Tosis holds that everything, even Basar Menachai by a guy, is also Shalok Derech Achil. Why? Because there's a marshal. Famous marshal in Shavuos, and Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Marshal says that this klal that we know, that you need to eat it like the Derech Achila, and if you put in something bitter, is putter, hani mili, an iser that has a sheer kezias to it. But according to Mashal's talking Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon in Shavuos, and he's brought in a few masechtas, where Rabbi Shimon's shita is that you're chayiv bekol shehu. Rabbi Shimon's shita is that if a person eats chazer or he eats Avram and Achai or any lav in the whole Torah, even if he ate a kol shehu, he's already over. Says Rabbi Marshal, just like Rabbi Shimon holds your oiver with a kol shehu, so too Rabbi Shimon holds your oiver even if it's shaloi kederech achilasi. According to that, the Avodas David wants to say, a guy is over every iser with a shaloi kederech achila, because a guy is oiver b'kol shehu. We just said the Rambam that no shiurim were ever said to a guy. And Memela, a guy is over everything with a shaloi kederech achila. So Memela, Tosfos would disagree with the whole teretz of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying that Basar min Achai for a guy needs to be eaten kederech achila, like everything else. And Avram min Achai, you're over even shaloi kederech achila because of the bones. Tosfos argues. Tosfos says Basar min Achai is also shaloi kederech achila over. And Memela, the kasher of Shagas Ari is back b'mkoy mayoymed. Because since a guy is over b'kol shu, the marshal said that Memela it's also gonna be over shaloi kederech achila. Oh, izoy bazoy. If that's true, then we're gonna have the kasha of the Shagas Ari back. Why does a guy need to have two averis? Why does he need Basar min Achai and Avram min Achai? Every Avram min Achai has Basar min Achai in it. So we'll answer that Tosfos Taka argues, Tosfos holds like the Kesef Mishnah and the Chinuch, who seem to hold that a guy only has Avram min Achai. Taka, a guy doesn't have Basar min Achai. And the reason that the Kesef Mishnah gives is he says, just like Rabbi Yochanan said for a Jew, the pasuk v'loy soichal hanefesh im habasar only refers to Avram min Achai. And when it comes to basar min Achai, we need a second pasuk of basar basar etreifa. So too by a goy, where he only has the pasuk of the ach basar b'nafshar dama loy soichelu, we should also only use it for Avram min Achai. Why should we say it goes on basar min Achai? Just like by a yid, it only goes on Avram min Achai. So too by a goy, it only goes on Avram min Achai. So we'll say like this, that Tosfos holds that a goy only has Eiver Min HaChai. And Tosfos holds that there cannot be possible that a goy would have Basar Min HaChai and Eiver Min HaChai, because there's no purpose in it. Because there's no difference. They're both Shaloi Kederach Achila, and there wouldn't be any purpose. So Taka Tosfos holds is only Eiver Min HaChai. So therefore, Tosfos never bothered to ask a question by every guy, that every guy, why does he need both? Because he doesn't have both. Taisus Taka holds that he only has Eiver Min HaChai. And the only thing that bothered Taisus was by Adam Arishin, that he has a Isser Basar and a Isser Eiver Min HaChai. That's what bothered Taisus. And because that Taisus had to come up with his teretz, that he said, you know what we said, that the difference is when he died by itself, when the Eiver fell off by itself. Okay, this is the suggested teretz for Tosfos. But there are many problems with this teretz. First of all, l'chayra, the whole thing that the Marshal is saying, l'chayra, is not really possible to apply to a guy. Why? Because the Marshal, right on the spot, says, I don't understand. Tamuali, he says. Well, what's this Marshal's connection? Marshal says, if the aver is with a shkazayis, then you need to eat it the normal way. If the aver is with a kol shehu, then the din is that you can eat it even shalok derech achila. Mayin shmital, it's our Sinai. One is this shear of how much you got to eat. One is that you have to eat it the normal way. Why are they connected? What's the connection between the two? So the Karni Reim says, I'll tell you pshat in the Marshal. Pshat is according to the Ritva. The Ritvan Makas explains Rabbi Shimon's Shita. That why is it that Rabbi Shimon really holds that you're chai with a kol shehu? Don't we know that Achila is really bekazais? And the Gemara even says that in certain places Rabbi Shimon agrees that Achila is bekazais. Says the Ritva, you're right. Really, Achila is with a kazais. But since this person is taking this kol shehu, and he is saying to me, this is a choshev thing, because you see he's eating a mashahu, achshevei. The idea behind Rabbi Shimon is an achshevei idea, that since the person was machshev, a little piece, so even though the whole world says there's no achila with such a little amount, but this person is achshevei, so he made it into an achila. Nafkamina is, according to the Ritva, that what would Rabbi Shimon say if the person put it in a sandwich between a lot of other food, which was not treif? So there you don't see he's being machshevit, then you wouldn't have the whole Rabbi Shimon. The whole Rabbi Shimon is only when he's achshevit, when he's eating one little thing by itself, and he's showing that this is choshev to him, that makes it into an achil. So Kairim says that's what the Marshal means. That since Rabbi Shimon can make from not an achila into an achila through achshevit, so too, if something is bitter, so it's really not an achila, but this person is saying, I do want to eat the bitter thing, so it's also achshevei. That's the connection between the two. If you say achshevei here, so you say achshevei over there. Oh, now, if that's the idea behind the Marshal.
Achshevei makes it into not only an achila, makes it into derech
achila. Right. That's the connection the Marshal's making, right? Just like it can make from not an achila, because too little, into an achila. So from not a derech achila, he makes also into a derech achila. So ha nimili, where do you have that marshal? That's by a Yisrael, where we know that the shear by Yisrael for achila is a kezayis, and really a mashahu is not achila. And Rabbi Shimon came and he was mechadish that with achshevei you can make less than a kezayis into a choshev a thing, and you can make it into a malchus. So okay, just like the achshevei works on that, it works on the bitter food that it makes the achshevei to achila. Well, we don't hold like Rabbi Shimon. We don't paskin like him. We say that it actually doesn't work. We paskin that if a Jew eats a kol shehu, he does not get malchus, because actually it doesn't work. So why do we hold that a goy is chayiv for eating a kol shehu? So the Rambam says for a different reason, because by a goy it was never said in the first place that achila means a kezayis. Rambam says lo nemru shiurim elo liYisrael. Hashem only said that the idea of achila with a kezayis is by Yisrael. By a goy, Hashem said any mashu is achila. So what is the reason that we hold that a goy is chayiv for a mashu? Is it achshevei? It's not achshevei. We paskin the loiker b'shim. We say that a goy is ever b'kol shehu, because by a goy, achila is b'kol shehu. So over there, the Marashah is for sure right. You cannot say that a goy is chai for eating bitter food, Then what are you going to tell me? Yeah, because since the guy is chayiv on a kolshu, so therefore the Marshal said, whenever you're chayiv on a kolshu, you're chayiv on bitter. That's not an emes. The Marshal said by a yid, where really it's supposed to be a kezayis, and Rabbi Shimon was mechashiv, that with achshive you can get it down from a kezayis to a kolshu, so also Rabbi Shimon will say it for a bitter. But by a goy, there's no inyan of achshave. That is the full achila. So by a goy avada, you're going to be potter on a bitter thing. So memela, that's the first strike against the whole pshat that the avodas David is trying to say. Lefiyan yisdaite, I found later that he's not the only one. The Imre Bina also, that you know, Rav Meir Auerbach from Rav Yerushalayim, the great grandfather of Shlaim Zalman, I don't know how many greats. He also writes that, he says, he thinks, according to the Marshal, a goy is going to be over for eating bitter Eiver Menachai because of the Marshal. If he enus daiti, it's a big chiddush what he's saying. Pashtus, they're not connected. That's the first taina. The second taina is that it's true, the Kesef Mishnah, and it looks like the Chinuch, do seem to say that a goy only has Eiver Menachai and not Bosser Menachai. Now, that is a little bit how the Lashon in the Gemara is. A guy has Eiver Menachai. It doesn't mention Bosser Menachai. But Lamaisa, I had a pellet. I mamish a pellet. L'chayr, there's a Gemara mefureshes that says that a guy has Isser Bosser Menachai. It's a mefeirish Gemara. In Chulin, Kuf Chaf Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Bosser Hamiduldal, Eiver ubasar hamiduldal, you have an animal, and it has a limb almost hanging, right? It's dangling over there, and the basar is dangling. So it says, if the animal died, then that piece of basar is not considered tumas nevela, because it's not considered part of the animal anymore. There's a din called misa oisa nipo. When it dies, it's like the animal died, but it's not like the piece of meat is not considered like it died. So, you know, an animal has tumas nevela, but that piece of meat is not tumas nevela. However, since it's a piece of food, the limb or the meat, it's edible. So it's able to be mekabel tuma, because the din is food, tumas oichlin. Food can be mekabel tuma. The Rabbi Shimon metaher, and Rabbi Shimon is metaher. It's not considered food. So the Gemara says, why isn't it food? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon l'taimei. Rabbi Shimon is l'shitasei. The Amar Rabbi Shimon, mikol ha'oichal asher ye'ochel. Food that is permissible to be eaten is mekabel tumah. Says Rabbi Shimon, oichal she'ata yochal la'achil la'acherim. Food that you can feed at least to a goy, which is permissible to at least a goy, mekabel tumah. Food that is not even permissible to feed to a goy is not mekabel tuma. We don't hold like that. We say tray food, Eiver Menachai, anything, every food is mekabel tuma. Kosher, not kosher, it's all. Rabbi Shimon l'taimei, Rabbi Shimon l'shitasoi. Rabbi Shimon says food that is not allowed to be eaten to a goy cannot be mekabel tuma. No, mefurish mamish, a black and white gemara that says that basar, which is basar minachai, cannot be eaten to a goy. So how could anyone say that a goy is mutter in basar minachai? It says in the Mishnah black and white, aver u basar hamadulal. Yeah. So it says basar beferish. So this bothered me very much. And loizu belvad. So, but what I mean says, Aver ubasar hamidul. What do you mean it was the meat of the? So then why did they have to say it? I mean, it doesn't say vegidin ve'atamois. I mean, clear me. So not only that, but look in the Rashba. The Rashba on the Gemara says, I see in this Gemara that a goy has an iser basar minachai. And Imamish asked the Kesef Mishnah is kasha. He says, tzorichin. What's pshat? By a Jew it says, loy soichal nefeshi mama basar. And we say, that's Eiver Menachai. He said, how do you know basar menachai? Oh, we need a new pasuk. So then why by a guy, when it says, ach basar binafshei damoy loy seichelu, why should that include basar menachai? Mamash asked the Kesef Mishnah's kasha word for word. Zok de Rashba, my Rebbe the Ramban said the teretz. You have to be careful in the words, he says. By a Jew, the words are, loy soichal ha nefesh im habaser. And Rashi says nefesh is a remez for an aver, just like a nefesh doesn't regrow, also an aver doesn't regrow. So the subject of the lav is loy soichal hanefesh, don't eat the nefesh. So it's saying don't eat the aver. So by a Jew, it only means don't eat aver minachai. Says the Ramban, by the Ben Noyach in our parsha, in Parshas Noyach, it said, Ach Bosor Binafshoi Loisoichelu. So the subject of the lav is the word Bosor. Ach Bosor, don't eat the Bosor, Binafshoi, when it is attached to life. But the Torah didn't write to the Ben Noyach, Ach Nefesh Bibosor Loisoichelu. It said, Ach Bosor Binafshoi Loisoichelu. So therefore, by a goy, the word is a little different. And from there, the Gemara knew that a goy has an Isser, even Bosor Menachai. Azoy zok the Rashba from the Ramban. So lechayr it's a beferish Gemara with a beferish Rashba on the Gemara that says not like the Kesef Mishnah and the Chinuch. So it's mamish a tema. And last night I tried so hard to try to find if somebody should ask the kasha on the Kesef Mishnah. Finally, Baruch Hashem, I found that the Oynig Yomtiv in Simon Samach Vav says tema li al hakesef Mishnah. How could the Kesef Mishnah matter Bosor Menachai to a goy? It's a beferish Gemara and Chulin Kuf Chav Tesam and Beis. And look in the Rashba there, he says the whole thing. And then he works very hard, he toils to be Miyashiv Bedoicha Gadol, how to answer, how the Kesef Mishnah could get out of the Gemara. I don't want to get into it's not a regular Pashut answer. Very Bedoicha he answers it. But the Pashtus is definitely that the Gemara says that a goy has Bosor Menachai too. Ezoi bezoi, that's the second big difficulty with the original teretz that we wanted to give, that Tosis holds a goy doesn't have it, Isser Bosor Menachai. It's not the pashtus of the sugya. And the third thing,
like the Rashba, is the second pashtus for Eber Menachai,
right? Oh, well, the lashon of the Rashba is that you were mechaven really to the Keri Noira. The Keri Noira really says, okay, fine, but then where's Eber Menachai? So the Lashon HaRashba is, the way he writes the words are, since the Torah wrote the words differently, Shema Mina Afilu Bosor Menachai Aser Ben Noyach. It sounds like he's trying to be Maram, is that we still also see the Eber Menachai too. He doesn't say how though, he just says, that's all he says. Somehow you see both. And the third problem is that even if we were to say that Tosis does hold that a guy only has Eber Menachai and he doesn't have Bosor Menachai, we're never going to get that through with the Rambam, because the Rambam Befeir says that the goy has Eber Menachai and he has Bosor Menachai. So he for sure holds that he has both. And for him, you have to say like Rabbi Kiva Eger. And we're saying that the Rambam also was bothered by Adam HaRishon. The Rambam was also bothered by Adam HaRishon. Why does Adam HaRishon need a Iser Eber Menachai? He's Aser in all meat. And on the Rambam, for sure, he holds like Rabbi Kiva Eger. So why is it bothering the Rambam? You for sure can't say in him that all these Torah that we said, because the Rambam has to hold like Rabbi Kiva Eger, because that's why he has Iser Bosor Menachai and Iser Eber Menachai. Okay, so Bekitzer, in two words, we need a new Teretz. So I think that the answer is very simple. The answer is very simple. The answer is, we just have to change one little word in the Kesef Mishnah, and everything is simple. Avada, everybody does hold like Rabbi Akiva Eger. Everybody holds that the difference between Bosor Menachai and Eber Menachai for a goy is exactly what Rabbi Akiva Eger said. Eber Menachai is, even when you don't eat it, the Derech Achila. And Bosor Menachai is only when you eat it, the Derech Achila. So you need both. You need Bosor Menachai for eating it normally. And Eber Menachai adds on an extra chumrah that if you have the whole limb, you get an Avera even if it's Shaloik Derech. Everybody else. But Tosfos and the Rambam are asking like this. Being that a goy has, being that Adam HaRishon has an iser to eat all meat, why does Adam HaRishon need the iser of Bosor Min HaChai? That's the way to ask the kasha. changed one word. Why does Adam Rishon the word from the word Aver switch to the word Basar? They didn't ask on Aver Minachai. They knew the answer. That's Taka Rabbi Kiveger's answer. Avada Adam Rishon needs an Isser to eat meat, and he needs an Isser of Aver Minachai. Because the Isser of eating meat is Kederech Achila. The Isser of Aver Minachai is to add on Shaloi Kederech Achila. That's Miyushav. But Tosis and the Rambam have a new kasha. So since Adam Rishon cannot eat any meat at all, so why does Hashem tell Adam Rishon don't eat basar minachai? Where does Hashem tell Adam Rishon don't eat basar minachai? Like the Rambam said, that Hashem told Adam Rishon, don't eat Aver Minachai, which by Goyim means Aver Minachai and Basar Minachai, right? That's the tzivui that the Rambam says, that's how Bnei Noach were commanded. Aver Minachai with Basar Minachai.
But a Basar is not an Aver, because an Aver means all three things.
Right.
And it has to be an Aver, like, you know.
100%.
Basar can be a piece of flesh.
Right. So the kasha of Tosis and the Rambam would be, why is Hashem telling Adam Rishon, don't eat basar minachai? Granted, Aver minachai. Fine. Hashem is telling Adam Rishon, because even though he already told him he can't eat any meat, he's adding him on. That he can't eat Aver Minachai, to add on extra chaymer, like Rabbi Kiveger said, for every guy, the same way every guy, the same Adam Rishon, no difference. Always Hashem is adding on with Aver Minachai, to add on an Isser, that even if it's Shaloi Kederach of the Achil. So the same thing for Adam Rishon, that's nothing shver. But why is Hashem telling Adam Rishon, don't eat Basar Minachai? That, Rabbi Kiveger told us himself, that Basar Minachai is an Aver only when it's eaten Kederach Achila. So what does Adam Rishon need that for? What does Adam Rishon need that for?
But the Pasuk of Basar Achila is later. We're quoting it from the Ritva as being later.
Oh.
Not from the Pasuk of Eitz Hadas.
100%.
So maybe Adam Rishon wasn't stop on Basar Achila, only Aver Minachai, and Basar Achila came later.
So you're saying that wouldn't be, still it's not good. Because how do we, even if we know that Noach, by him, it included the Basar, but maybe by Adam, really, it was only Aver.
Right.
Yeah. So that was Mamash, the next thing I was going to say. That it's still, L'chayr, we weren't really Miyashiv. We still weren't Miyashiv. Because true that we know Hashem told Noach an Isser of Basar. That's the whole Ramban. That since Hashem changed the words and he told him Ach Basar b'nafshoy damoy lo yisoy chel. Must be that Hashem is telling Noach that he can't eat Basar minachai. But that's only by Noach where it says that word. But by Adam Rishon, the Lashon of the Torah is Achol Teichel. You may eat this. And not something else. It doesn't say what it was. So perhaps Taka to Adam Rishon, Hashem only told him, don't eat Aver Minachai. And we already explained that was needed even by Adam Rishon, because even though Adam Rishon has Isser Basar, but Hashem has to add on Aver Minachai for Shalok Derech Hachilasai. So still, L'chayr, we are left with no pshat. We're still left with no pshat. So, all right, that's the Tzarich Iyin. At the end of the day, I end up with a Tzarich Iyin that after the whole thing, I still have my kasha that what is bothering Tosfos on Adam Rishon more than every single guy. Okay, that's my Tzarich Iyin. Okay, that's the first part of what I want to say. Tzarich Iyin is a good kasha. I don't know what, and the answer that we said before, L'chayra, is L'chayra not a good enough answer. Now, I wanted to say, according to the Placey, we could answer my problem. The Placey says a pshat, that would mamish answer my problem, and it would be miyash of everything, but the Placey is a big chiddush. But I'll say over what he says. He, tainas what we mentioned on the Ritva. He tainas what we mentioned on the Ramban just before. That the Ramban says that since the Lashon of the Torah is Basar b'nafsha dama lo yiseichel, that shows that the Isser for a Goy is Basar minachai. By a Jew it says a different Lashon, it says lo yiseichel ha-nefesh, so a Jew is Averman. So the place he says, if you accept that, then it comes out that really there's no Mekor that a Goy has the Isser Averman minachai. Then we should only say that a Goy has the Isser of Basar minachai. So the place he says, that's right, you're right. Taka, a guy really only has an Isser of Basar Minachai. The Rambam says all over the place that a guy can't eat Eber Minachai or Basar Minachai. Yeah, it's true. Because if you're going to have Eber Minachai, you're going to always get Basar Minachai. Because every single Eber Minachai really has a little bit of Basar Minachai. So in Metzias, the guy will always have an Aver. If he's eating Basar Minachai, he's going to get an Avera. Because... So according to him, right, according to the Placey, of course a guy only has an Isser Keder Chanasa, because really the Isser is only Basar Minachai. That's what he wants to say. That's really the truth. A guy really only has an Isser of Basar Minachai. And of course, according to him, the Shagas Arya's question is no question, right? The Shagas Arya asked, why do you need for a goy? Basar Minachai and Eiver Minachai. But everybody, Eiver Minachai is Basar Minachai. Says, that's right. That's your answer. Your kasha is your answer. That Taka, the only Isser, is Basar Minachai. As I state in the Placey in Simon Samach Beis in Hilchas Eiver Minachai. If you go with the Placey, then it's Miyusha what's going on over here. Really a goy has one Isser, Basar Min Hachai, and nothing else. And Mimela, you can't say to me that, by every guy you have an issue, that he has both. No, he doesn't. A guy only has Basar Min Hachai. The one and only Kasha that can be asked is on Adam Harishin. That Adam Harishin, why does Hashem tell him the Avera of Basar Minachai? He can't eat any meat. And that's a solid kasha. Because according to the Placey, they're both only when they're Derech Achila. According to the Placey, the Isser for Adam Rishon is only Kederech Achila Asai. And the Isser for every guy of Eber Minachai is also only Derech Achila Asai. Because really, the Isser is only on the meat. So Mimeila, of course, it's got to be Derech Achila. And that, and if you go with the Placey, everything would be Miyushev. Taisus only asked by Adam Rishon. And the Rambam is Miyushev, and that's why the Kesef Misha says that the Rambam was bothered with Adam Rishon, because all the kashas only apply by Adam Rishon. But by a regular guy, there's no kasha, because there actually is only one Isser. So that would be a beautiful Mahalach that could be Miyashev everything. The problem with the Placey's Mahalach is, first of all, Be'etzem, it doesn't seem to be, because the Rambam wrote Ben Noyach Osir Bein Be'Eiver Minachai Bein Be'Basar Minachai. How can we translate that the Rambam really means that it's all Basar Minachai? That's not the way the Rambam should write it. He should just write Ben Noyach Osir Be'Basar Minachai. More than that, there's a raya from the Gemara in Chulin L'Chayr connected the place, because the Gemara says there's a klal called Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Ein Isser Chal Isser. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is an Isser Chamur can be Chal on top of an Isser Kal. So the Gemara gives an example. Let's say you have a Chazer and you pull off an Eiver Minachai from a Chazer. So the first Isser is Chazer. Now you want to put Eiver Minachai, you pull off the limb, you want to put Eiver Minachai on top of the Isser of Beim HaTemeah. So we paskin like the Chachamim, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Since it's already a Beim HaTemeah, it cannot get another Isser. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Eiver Minachai is an Isser Chamur. Because Eiver Minachai Noyheg Bein Bi Yisrael, Bein Bivnei Noyach. So that's more Chamur than Chazer, which is only to Jews. So Isser Chamur is Chal on Isser Kal. Now, according to the Placey, Eiver Minachai does not apply to Bnei Noyach. Only Basar Minachai applies to Bnei Noyach. So how could the Gemara say that Eiver Minachai is an Isser Chamur? So l'chaya, we see from that Gemara that no, the pshat is really bnei noach have an iser of avir menachai. So that's another ha'ara on the place. But the ikar ha'ara on him is, how could you say that that's what the pshat in the Rambam is, that it means that the iser is just avir menachai? That's not how it's, the iser is just avir basar menachai. It says in the Rambam, there's iser avir menachai and there's iser basar menachai. So memela, that the pshat, it's a beautiful pshat according to the place, but the place is still a chiddush gadol. So memela, I still blibing with my tzarichin. The ikar kash is still tzarichin. Okay, before I go, I want to say one little thing at the end. But before, let's just make a sikum of what happened here. We said, first of all, there's a machloikis. We started off, there's a machloikis who got the iser of Aver Menachai. Tosis holds Adam Arishin got it. The Rambam holds only Noach got it. Tosis says, why does Adam Arishin need an iser to meet and an iser of Aver Menachai? Who needs both? The answer is, if the limb fell off by itself, you don't have the iser of meat, you only have the iser of Menachai. The Rambam learns the iser of meat is regardless, and the Adam Arishin didn't need it, and only Noach, he who was allowed to eat meat, he got the Avera for the first time of Aver Menachai. After that, we asked the Kasha, every guy has the problem, because he has Basar Menachai and Aver Menachai. So what does he need both? Shagas Aris Kasha. Rabbi Kveger's Teretz, that you need Aver Menachai to add on an extra thing, even if it's not Kederach Achila. So we went through, I'll skip out the whole pilpul that we had because we have three kashas on it. We just said, based on that point that you need Aver Menachai more than Basar Menachai, then what's bothering the Rambam and Tosfos by Adam Harishon? There's nothing unique here. It's the same old thing. Why can't we just say that Adam Harishon had it for the reason of the Shaloi Kederach Achila? So we tried to answer, maybe Tosfos and the Rambam were asking that, how about that, why does Adam Harishon need an iser of Basar Menachai? But on that we asked that who told Tosfos in the Rambam that he ever did have the iser of Basar Menachai? The Makor of the iser of Basar Menachai is only written by Noach. Maybe he didn't have it. Then we tried another teretz according to the Plesi, that the Plesi said that a goy only has Basar Menachai and he doesn't have Aver Menachai. That answer, Taka, does work. That fixes everything. But the whole Plesi is a chiddush gadol. So Mamela, it's still tzarichin. Now I just want to finish off with one little thing. The Lamaisa Kesef Mishnah does want to say that a guy only has Aver Menachai and he doesn't have Basar Menachai. That's what he wants to say. And the Minchas Chinuch is medayik that the Chinuch seems to say that also. We said it's tzarichin and gadol because the Gemara says Choyer Befeirish, not like that. But I just want to say over the Ma'arit al-Ghazi. Ma'arit al-Ghazi wants to say one chap that will be miyushev according to the Kesef Mishnah. And Mirtz Hashem, Parshas Vayero will go on this, possibly, Ma'arichas. The chap is like this. The Gemara says in Bechoyres, on the Avav, that how are you allowed to drink milk? How's any Jew allowed to drink milk? L'chayra, every milk is Aver Menachai. So the Gemara says, well, we learn that from a pasuk. You see in the different psukim that you're allowed to drink milk. It's a het. So the Ma'arit al-Ghazi brings down from Tosfos Chitzonius, well, why does the Gemara search? The Gemara has a hard time, goes to Navi, to Shmuel, to find a case where you're drinking milk. There's a fair pasuk, Vayikach chema v'cholav, Avram Avinu gave milk to them. Okay, he thought they were Aravim. But Aver Menachai, a guy is also Aver Menachai. So it doesn't matter if he's Aravim. Lamaise. So from there you see that it's not Aver Menachai. That's the kasha of the Tosfos Chitzonius. So the Ma'arit al-Ghazi says, the teretz is, that this Gemara is a riot to the Kesef Mishnah. Because the pshat is milk is not going to be an Aver Menachai. It's not a whole limb. The Gemara must have meant that it's Basar Menachai. And Memela, Basar Menachai, according to the Kesef Mishnah, is mutter to Aravi because he's a guy. And a guy is also an Aver Menachai, but he's mutter in Basar Menachai. So Memela, you know, the Gemara couldn't bring the Raya from Avram Avinu because that wasn't the case of Aver Menachai, that was the case of Basar Menachai. And Memela, the Gemara didn't bring, that's why the Gemara didn't bring the Raya. Okay, that's what he says. The tema on the Marit al-Ghazi is, how could the Marit al-Ghazi say that milk is basar minachan? Milk is basar? Milk is not basar. There's even a famous ravid. The ravid says, is chelev considered basar? So he says, yes, chelev must be considered basar, because there's a gemara in Chulin on Daf Kuf Gimel that if someone eats chelev, he's over basar minachai. So it's a ravid that chelev has a shem basar. Milk is not basar. So Memela, how could he say, how could Marit al-Ghazi say that the Gemara really meant that milk is basar minachai? It's not basar. So you have a good kashim. That how could you say it's Eiver minachai either? It's not an Eiver either. So that we have to wait till Parshas Vayir maybe to say what pshat could be. Oh, so Rabbi Kiveger says it means because it was yoytze from Eiver minachai.
It's not
Eiver
minachai.
It wasn't
yoytze. It's not yoytze from Eiver minachai. It's yoytze from.
Well, okay. So that we have to talk about. So al kapanim. Once you say that, then al kapanim. It's not like the Marit al-Ghazi said. So that was. I just wanted to end off with that. And as we said, the pashtus is that a goy has eight basar minachai. It's a chayav b'fer shegemar.
It's a definite. Come back. A milk. That milk doesn't come back, but it does come back.
Saying it's another reason. He's saying that it's not even a chai because it's not a limb.
Right.
You're saying because it comes back.
Right.
Okay.
It's a different milk.
Right. Sure. It doesn't matter if it's a different one. The meat also is a different one, and that's right, called. Right.